imagine like living during like the Great Depression and just keeping
Absolutely not.
Mike Eaton, not built for bread life.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
Mike Eaton, not today.
I would have been extinct. Are you kidding me?
What in tarnation?
Gig Harbor, May 3rd, Gig Harbor is sold out. May 4th, Portland Comedy, Rip City Comedy Festival in Portland. General admission tickets are sold out. Only thing left are festival passes, but you get the full festival for the passes. So grab those. I think that's all for now. We have more dates. No.
We're doing a spot.
July 18th, Vulcan Gas Company, Austin, Texas. Woo! July 19th and 20th, Fort Worth, Texas. And July, the weekend after that in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
The Looney Bin, right?
Looney Bin, yes.
There September 11th, World Trade Center.
Don't forget.
We'll be there. Tickets are two for one.
Don't miss the reenactment. Yeah. Mike's playing Ground Zero.
Yeah. Gravy can melt steel beams. Ooh, can you make me skinny?
I'm just gonna flatten that side of the screen so everything gets real skinny.
Can you turn me into a stick figure? Yeah. Just popping out of my fat fucking head. I'm just sitting here as a stick figure. Don't I look so good, you guys?
We just photoshopped Timothy Chalamet's body.
Same head and neck, dude. That would be incredible. Looks like a fucking bobblehead.
Oh shit.
We look like we could be promoting our like a very low budget version of Dune.
Yeah. I'm the worm.
Oh fuck.
Oh shit. Good?
I'm good. I'm good.
I need nicotine.
Dude. Oh, you hate that one. Yeah.
Are you your other vapor one of those?
I am.
Cars still.
Oh, well, I was looking for that.
I'm fat, so I would say I'm a heavy vapor. Yeah.
Are you a heavy choice. Drinker? Motherfucker, look. I'm a heavy breather.
Stay heavy.
I live heavy.
Oh, shit.
But yes, I do vape.
You ever get angry with people at bars for ordering their drinks? Like you just hear somebody behind you at a bar go, "Bud Heavy."
Kill yourself. Bud
Heavy. This is my buddy and this is my bud.
You can be our Bud Light.
Yeah. Bud Light, Bud Heavy. Dude.
The king of beer.
Oh shit.
Oh man. How long have you been in Austin?
This time 4 years.
Really?
Yeah. This time?
Yeah, I moved here in 2016. And then I left in 2018 for LA because I thought I was gonna be famous.
Well, I don't know if you know where you are, my friend.
Yeah. And then I can't believe that didn't work out for me. It's crazy. So I came back to Austin. And it turned out being like a perfect time. I got here before the huge wave.
Oh, yeah. That's so, yeah. Some roots. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, the wave is insane. The amount of comics just walking down Sixth Street is.
I don't know who's
calling them comics.
Yeah, I don't.
Is pretty.
Yeah,
generous.
I guess.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Comics. How many are here?
comics.
You see what I was talking about, the mass shooting? They're in the
All right, if you want a spot on Tuesday's show, just shoot some comics.
What if you go to Shakespeare?
Yeah, Shakespeare's 11 p.m. Monday night.
Legally, we have to crosstalk.
And just you can either clean bark, slate, you can bark, or...
Or bite.
You can bite.
Oh, sniper at Shakespeare.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, on a weekend. I might be there. If it's a weekday, you have at it.
I was always nice to you.
No, there's like probably 800 comics.
That's way more than I thought.
Yeah. If I had to guess all the people that call themselves, like, say they're employed at stand-up comedy on Facebook.
Based on everyone's jobs on their Tinder profile.
Oh, comedian.
Yeah, just your life, pal.
Rules. It is so fucked up that you can just do that.
Yeah.
You can just be like, I'm a comic. What? Why do you say that? Why do it? I am.
My life is over.
Yeah. You post tour dates as just open mics.
That's a thing. There's
I know. I've yeah. seen like, it.
Can't call me unemployed if I'm a comic.
Yeah. Hey, I got a job.
I'm an artist. Cardist, if you will.
I have to buy one drink and then wait 2.5 hours. So that I can really do my art. After 25 guests that look like me have also done my art.
Oh, man.
Also, I am the last bastion of free speech. They just only let me talk for 90 seconds at a time.
You will not believe how many slurs I can get in 90 seconds.
People leave because they're not ready for me.
They're scared to hear the truth. I'm holding the mirror up to society, and they don't like what they see.
Did you say mirror or a beer?
I'm holding the mirror up to society.
And y'all are ready for the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Not even a beer, it's a White Claw.
It's crazy how often people still call me gay for drinking White Claw. I thought that would be over by now.
Yeah, there's way better reasons to call you gay. Yeah.
Look at me.
You do look like a candy cane villain.
I'm a bad guy in a Beach Boys music video.
You like broke a surfboard.
You're the guy buying up the town in every Hallmark movie. Yeah.
You kids better stop surfing USA.
Oh, man.
Shit.
Hey, how often? I just went and did William Montgomery and Casey Rocket's podcast earlier. And how often do you think William Montgomery gets confused for wanted posters?
That guy that killed Ahmaud Arbery or whatever in Atlanta, there were two guys and they shot a black guy.
Yeah, that was jogging.
One of them looked just like William. And the best part is, as soon as like this local news station tweets the mugshot, Twitter's just like, William Montgomery! Like, there's people having like a serious moment, like a civil rights issue. And like, are black teens not allowed to run in a neighborhood? And all these people are like, it's William from downtown.
He does look like a lot of like rural shootings. There was one where those guys shot that one man. Yeah, that's all I know.
Bit of a deep dive.
I just know my way of just. I know my
not
way of
really narrowing it down.
My way of describing it is problematic.
Continue.
But not on the Patreon. It's just it was a black guy. I got a little tin.
You know what I'm
it.
Saying? What were you gonna say?
Yeah, he's just gonna let it rip.
I get carried away. When I did that rural earlier, part carried over.
Rural?
When I did that act out, this beard of society, it looked through that and embedded in my dark little heart.
That's your truth.
I thought you were about to say the N-word. I thought you were about to pull a Morgan Wallen, dude.
I would never say that.
I know,
word.
Dude. I'll just grab you a pen and paper and you can pull a Theo and just write it down.
They get less mad when you write it.
Yeah.
I only sing it in Danish
mode. That's how you know racism still exists. Right, it's because we're still letting white girls type the N-word on Twitter.
Yeah. What's crazy is you could have an anonymous account and say whatever you want.
Could you imagine writing it in cursive, though?
It feels as good to write as to say. This.
Like one of those, yeah. One of those quills. Like a quill you dip it in ink.
Oh, my God.
It's calligraphy, but...
Oh. Dude, you know how like white people will get like Chinese symbol tattoos, dude? What if that's just the standard? They're like, hey, one's a Chinese symbol tattoo. Give them the N-word.
Dude, I got Chinese letters on my arm.
One of those.
Is that your order?
This says generic text in Mandarin. <Yeah. laughs> I couldn't think of anything dumber to have written.
Than generic.
Yeah. Other people see it, they're just like, oh, it's Chinese words. But people that speak Mandarin are like, fucking what? Why?
Place text here.
Exactly.
It would be cool if it was like kind of like your go-to Chinese food order. So if you're ever too drunk, you could just hold it up. And if they don't know what it is, it's not good.
Well,
Chinese.
The problem is that most Mexicans don't speak Mandarin. So I don't think this would communicate very well.
I love that,
to the staff.
I love that you have a tattoo on your body that is basically the equivalent of somebody who ordered a birthday cake over the phone. Yeah. You know? It's like line one, happy birthday. Line two. Charlie, and then it's like line one, happy birthday.
It's like Biden reading speech notes.
No, generic.
Emphatically. Who are these demons here? Who is that?
Oh, that guy just hit my Jeffrey style. Those.
I thought they were your kids.
These are my sons.
They look just like you.
You can see the damage the hanger did. Mom was a kicker. Yeah.
Those look like three strong Catholic boys you got.
They look like Bat Boy from like the National Enquirer or whatever.
Yeah. It looks like a dark animorph.
Yeah.
Dude, fun. They look like they eat rulers.
Yes, too happy.
One on the end looks a little like fucking Swamp Thing.
They all look too like happy about what's going on.
That guy's in deep fear.
The one on the other end kind of looks like Slimer from Ghostbusters. Yeah.
Bring me Ecto Cooler.
The one in the middle just looks drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are just my three favorite. This is me on mushrooms, alcohol, and weed.
And you're sober, right?
Sure, dude. You know me? Such a sober guy.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
Oh.
Here we are.
Love this
here
little. We yeah, welcome back.
Do you
back.
Enjoy podcasting? Is it fun?
Yeah.
Always?
Not always. No, they're bad podcasts. No, podcasting's fun because you get to talk with funny people, ostensibly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying.
I don't know. Like my favorite thing is when you get into the same zone where you're like drunk in the back of a comedy club, and you're all talking about like one of my favorite moments of all time was a group of us in front of an old comedy venue talking about if the plane from 9/11 had been Soul Plane. And it was like six of us, and everybody just kept adding stuff to it. And I had to sit down because I got a cramp because I couldn't stop laughing. Yeah. It just like physically hurt. It was just like, stop. It's so funny. But like those moments happen on podcasts. That's what you hope for.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what you hope for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's kind of just, we're funny.
Yeah. That's bad.
That's bad.
That's a bad part. We got to stop doing
that. We got to stop.
Tired of jacking off on the podcast.
Away, I guess. Oh.
I was looking forward to that.
That game's always so much harder when you don't know the people. Because if you're all friends, it's like, I don't care if you see how fast I can come. But if you're new people.
Wait, what game is this?
What are you
guys talking
about?
Soggy Biscuit.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Soggy biscuit.
You come on a biscuit, whoever comes last has to eat it.
Yeah.
So the phrase circle jerk comes from a real thing that exists.
Yeah, I knew that one.
Yeah. I went to high school.
I was cool. I've definitely done that before.
He doesn't know about the biscuit because he's gluten intolerant. Dude, he just...
We wouldn't waste a biscuit.
Oh, it doesn't get wasted.
Yeah. Actually, not using the biscuit is the waste.
Yeah, if they don't eat it, you get to hit them.
Or a lot of just ones.
Until they eat
That's
it.
A real thing?
I assume.
But that's just one of those internet videos that we've never seen.
I think
you've
it's
never
like
seen.
A frat, like...
old school hazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it happened once. I don't know, the college that I went to for a year, I didn't do great for whatever reason.
What?
The frats weren't allowed to do any kind of hazing, and I had to have like a TA person present for all the pledge activities.
Yes, yes.
Because the year before I got there, one of the frats fed them all acid and dropped them off in a field. Finally went to campus. And they're in the middle of fucking nowhere in rural Virginia.
Jesus Christ.
They're probably not even from there.
At all. None of them were, yeah.
One of the Sprat brothers went on to create Naked and Afraid.
No, they all died.
Naked and Afraid. Yeah.
That's intense.
That's a very intense thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah. They done that, and then someone had died doing a keg stand. He fell off and broke his neck and died.
Yeah.
So kegs were outlawed on campus. So then we just had unlimited cases of beer. So, I mean, the mountains of cans every weekend. It was so absurd.
Yeah.
I mean, because it was an all-male school, 3,000 students. In the middle of nowhere in Virginia.
What else is there?
Why are you an all male?
We're gonna get fucked up.
Why an all male school?
I wanted to go into politics.
And they only and dudes?
So no, it just the governor of Virginia's son was my age, and I was like, our dads were friends, so I was gonna go to college and then work for him. And then I was like, I hate this.
Yeah. Everyone knows in politics you don't get women until after you're elected.
Can't right? But can't
then you can have all of them.
But why the all male? Like, you didn't have to go to all.
No, but that was just like the best. It's like one of the best schools in the country.
Yeah.
So it was like, and they've made like 40 senators. So it was like, it was a good path.
Yeah.
How many of those senators fucking had to go through that hazing bullshit? Like, what?
Hopefully all of them. That's why our laws are this way. They all had to put their ass in the field. They were just like, we hate immigrants.
Women shouldn't vote.
Yeah. Well, that's
why they're not allowed to go to school here, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, no, women are great at voting. They usually get it right.
I do my part by not voting, brother.
I voted once.
What?
Because I was dating a girl that was super into voting. And she's like, we're going to vote. I was like, okay. And we went to the place, and then I went and I filled out nothing except the very last vote for governor, and I wrote in Chuck Norris. So the only time I've ever voted, I voted for Chuck Norris.
That's amazing. Yeah. I also love that you were like, I voted because I was dating this chick who was super into voting.
She loved
it. It's like, we're going to go vote and we're going to come back here and you're going to just pound me with your hard democracy.
Punch my ballot box. Okay.
Fill my ballot box while I just fucking... rattle my electoral college around it.
You just play Lewinsky and Clinton. Yeah. You're Lewinsky.
Dude, that would be awesome. He stuck cigars in her pussy. That's crazy.
That's real?
Behavior.
What?
That's wild. Could you imagine being the president and be like,
isn't that how
stick
Michael
a cigar in your
stopped throat cancer?
Probably with how wet she was. That's so gross. He's probably like moistening it up.
Well, it's already pretty gay when they stick it in like whiskey and stuff.
Yeah, why
you ever
would
seen
she
that?
Dip
like,
it?
No.
Dudes at cigar bars will dip their cigar in whiskey and they're like, oh. And then they all hate gay dudes. You're like, whoa. Brother, you're practicing.
Why do they do that?
Flavor.
Flavor. Welcome to Flavor Gungeon.
It's Guy Fieri's ritual.
That explains a lot. Oh.
Yeah. So, have you eaten any good food in Austin yet?
Oh, I had tacos from the stand across from Mothership last night. Those were pretty good.
We had some Jack in the Box earlier.
We're going to Terry Black's tomorrow.
Excellent.
For sure.
He prefers Terry African American.
Well, you don't want to know what Thomas called him before you got here.
I didn't. He said I didn't. But I will if you join the Patreon right now.
No, they rip. That's a good spot.
Yeah,
there's
never
been. Good food
so
here.
Good.
Yeah.
We have amazing Thai food.
Yeah.
Amazing
tacos,
cheeseburgers.
Tacos.
Where's your favorite? What's your favorite place?
For what?
For food. Like your also.
But what
your,
kind of food?
What's your favorite thing?
If you go to Meanwhile Brewing, so you can get a mango sticky rice frozen drink. It's incredible.
Okay.
And then you walk over to the food truck park, and they have side eye pizza that uses the same sauce as Pizzeria Bianca in Phoenix. So super amazing pizza, and then Distant Relatives, this awesome barbecue. And then I think it's Pueblo Vieja, it's tacos. I never really get that far. Next to that is Songbird, that's like amazing fried chicken sandwiches.
Mm.
And then there's an ice cream truck down at the end. And I'm sponsored by the ice cream truck. So I get free ice cream.
You
so I go
stay there.
It's like breadcrumbs of the big payday.
So I just go and I stay there for like 5-6 hours.
What's the ice cream truck called?
SMA.
Shout out.
Yeah,
it's like Hansel and Gretel, but for like a...
Oh, it's there's awesome. No better day.
Yeah.
You can get everything you want.
Austin has really good food.
Yeah.
I like it a lot here. The food is so much better than...
Nashville's good stuff. Graham Dudley is great.
Yeah.
Chef and I, very good.
Chef and I is good.
Where else did I like? Dude, I like the Duke's distillery has night. A really good hot chicken mac.
Yeah. I guess.
Buffalo chicken mac.
Nashville's like good restaurants are like just crazy expensive restaurants.
Yeah.
What's that reality show? The Vanderpump Rules? It's like Vanderpump restaurants.
The Gulch or whatever.
There's good shit.
There's good shit like
Moss
that
Tacos.
In East Nashville.
We had Moss Tacos in Nashville. It's this white lady went to Mexico and stole it. And it rules. It's so good. It's the way I like Mexican food.
Stole it?
Not stolen, but you know. She just did it good. She obviously has a love for the cuisine.
That was his name?
She didn't pay for it.
Yeah, she will. We all will.
She loved it so much, she eat, pray, relocate it.
Yeah. Eat, pray, move pretty quick.
Also, just calling it Mas Tacos is hilarious. I would like more tacos, please.
Yeah, but dude, they got this beef molita. Mm-hmm. Molite, that is the most flavorful shit. I don't like soups, and they have a pozole verde that I've spent like 2 years trying to replicate the soup. And
You could ask. You could ask them or steal it.
Finders keepers, apparently. No, I'm gonna bring it back to the Hispanic. I'm like Prometheus for soup.
You're Robin Hood. I stole your soup back for you, Mexicans.
I took a little.
I took a little.
It was heavy.
I was thirsty.
Dude, soup is hard to transport.
Yeah, and I don't.
That's one of the downfalls of soup.
You can dehydrate soup pretty good, actually. It takes a while, but you can dehydrate soup.
I don't fuck with it like that. That's
it's really not the way. You just take the water out.
Could you imagine like living during like the Great Depression and just keeping?
Absolutely not.
Mike Eaton, not built for bread life.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
Mike Eaton, not today.
I would have been extinct. Are you kidding me? They named it after me.
Like, do you know
he was so
delicious.
Depressed.
This 38 revolver.
Welcome to the stage, Mike. Gone without Eden.
Mike's starving.
Mike's starving.
Yeah, dude, I would have sold my still kids just for as a loaf fat. Of bread.
Full Chris Jericho. Full Chris Jericho.
What?
Chris Jericho.
Oh, who is that?
The wrestler who like unalived his family.
Uh-oh. Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Turns out he was just.
If you say
there's a Snickers commercial.
He was angry.
Yes, you're not yourself when you're hungry, Chris. Just the SWAT team trying to talk him out of his house.
Instead of a grenade, a flashbang is just a fucking candy bar.
He's got a gun in his mouth, and his Snickers just comes out. Hey guys, my bad.
Come over here, give me a hug. It's fine.
His lawyer hugs him and he's like, good news. There's no way they can try you for this. Yeah. You were hungry.
You were going to say Vince McMahon made you do it.
Yeah, they shoot him with a tranquilizer dart and it's just sugar water.
Yeah. Wait, you mean my brain?
Yeah, that's your heroin.
You can't do IV filled with Kool-Aid.
Dialysis is just putting sugar back in. Yeah. It's sweet tea.
Re-dialysis. Redial, dude. We just call it redial. We just call it redial.
Dude, we just invented something.
Yeah, we're genius.
We're so smart.
We just invented something.
It's the end of the world.
We can save lives.
What if we got the sugar to them faster?
What'd you say?
They people from Wally. Just plugged in. That's the dream.
What were you saying about the Great Depression?
Yeah.
It was sad.
Yeah, I got real sad.
Yeah, we had...
But you had more to that.
It was a simpler time.
No.
Meat or potatoes.
Could you imagine being... Could you imagine being alive during the Great Depression and filling your flask with soup? It's not gonna be a late night for me, somebody's getting his dick sucked! Oh, that was the cocaine of the 1920s.
You bring that home, you're getting pussy.
I got that good shit, though.
Dude, a dime bag of soup.
You're
so funny.
You just shake it in the bar.
Where's the rest of it?
Yeah. Hey, he wants to go.
It's good, though.
He wants to come to the bathroom and do a luge of this off my dick.
You're just taking shots of it. Another. You've had seven.
You come up with an 8-ball of dehydrated soup. No, babe, we have water. Hey, I swear. Oh. You might eat a bucket of those shrinky dinks. It's just a sponge dinosaur. That was this week's water, not David. You can't feed the kids a sponge dinosaur, you idiot. What soup is purple?
Like, our entire country is surviving on radishes right now. All of it's purple. All of the soup is purple, dude.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, the Great Depression would have sucked so bad.
Dude.
Yeah.
But think about the art.
Think about the art.
Yeah, but they didn't even have
I call this one The Last of the Titty Milk.
Man, what could art happen then?
I don't think they were doing any. The art of survival.
Yeah. The art of survival.
They weren't good at that one either. No, art was bad until like the 70s.
What was art in the 20s? Jazz?
Yeah, sure. Jazz is
okay.
Fine.
Jazz? Blues?
I don't know if we had blues yet. I feel like blues didn't happen until heroin times.
Yeah.
But I don't know anything. So this is all.
Did I believe you wholeheartedly?
Just me guessing about history.
What art form evolved in the 1920s?
The spoons?
Cooking!
to commit suicide? Jumping off buildings, just raiding the dumps. That was an 8. You landed on your neck. It wasn't as satisfying. Art from 1920.
Yeah, what was even?
Oh, Dali.
Dali?
There's a picture of the melted clocks. I don't know.
Oh, the 1930s.
Oh, Salvador Dali.
30s. Yeah, Salvador Dali.
But I guess he was still going.
F. Scott Fitzgerald named it the Jazz Age.
Yeah. Jazz, you're
ooh,
right.
They talked about sex and technology, social progress. They just invented photography. Holy shit.
So,
dude, the 1920s sounds like it ripped.
Basically, they just got Instagram.
Yeah, that's why the 30s was so bad.
Ooh, Art Deco?
Everyone's taking photos and not working.
Art Deco?
Yeah.
Oh, so like the fucking Coca-Cola and Campbell's. Dude, that's why that dude painted Campbell's soup. Nailed it. It's like you
honestly,
what you dream about, you know?
When did the Great Depression happen?
20s.
The 20s, but it sounds
in the 30s,
fun.
Right?
Soup couldn't have happened
like
before the can.
To 29.
The can is how soup got invented.
No, you don't need.
You can't transport
the
soup.
Pop art. That's Andy Warhol. He's way.
No, I don't mean can art. I mean like cans. When did cans start?
I'm just gonna Google that and see what they say.
When did cans start?
It's like you were 12.
My phone broke.
The 1910s, the canning age.
That also sounded like a Jerry Seinfeld bit. Like, when did cans start? What's the deal with these?
Cans started in 1810. So
yeah, come on, brother. The Western
According
cowboy
to
days.
The internet, that means cans are older than autism.
There's no way that's true.
It's the aluminum.
It's a product of autism.
It's all the extra aluminum in our diets from canning. I got my Instagram comment and be like, I call bullshit. Autism didn't even exist before 1827. We just called it different shit.
We used to call it being possessed.
I said, I was like, dude, before 1827, people just assumed I sneezed and no one God blessed me and the devil got in. Did you know?
Oh, shit.
Also, before that, people just thought we were wizards. Oh, there's a weird guy that lives in the forest and exists on mushrooms, and anytime he comes into town, he just mutters under his breath and wiggles his fingers.
This guy came into town and he told us about days of the week. Get this shit.
Get this shit. This weirdo tracks the sun throughout the day and uses sticks. He just made a thing with a stump and he calls it a sundial. This magical little weirdo, dude.
This guy created time. You ever heard of it before?
Yeah. Dude, fucking, you don't think in like the 1500s in England, you don't think Merlin was an insult, dude?
Yeah, it was a slur.
Yeah, exactly. Merlin. Check out this fucking Merlin, dude.
I do wonder if there was, if there's like a prototypical, like, was there a first artist? Like one that, like, you know,
Jesus?
One that just was like the origin, like the first one, and somehow he fucked.
Yes. Yeah, it's the first monkey that used words.
The Great.
Alexander the Great was our first.
He was just like, I want all the places.
he kind of did just travel the world going, mine, mine, yeah. Mine,
and if
you mine.
And he was like, you're dead. He just killed him.
Kill that one for me.
He looked me in the eyes. Kill him.
He makes clothes
that
itchy. It's
a sign of disrespect to look me in the eyes.
That's why they kneel. That's why they kneel. Every king was autistic. Yeah. Every great ruler.
Well, yeah, dude, because we were retarded but functional. So they were like, well, he's one of us, but also closer to God. So.
Hitler was just blocking eye contact. Don't look at me.
He was just trying to kill him to get to an even number. He kept fucking it up. That's like, what, oh, no, 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 no.
That's why he kept killing off the autistic people, dude. He was playing Highlander. He's like, there can only be one.
At most, 9. A council, perhaps. Maybe someone to show my art to.
Dude, his paintings are better than anything I could do.
1,000%.
I'm not a great painter.
Does that mean Medusa?
I think they should have been nicer to him.
Does that mean Medusa's also autistic? Because if you look her in the eyes. She was the first lady autistic.
Whoa.
Medusa. Yeah.
Turns to stone.
Yeah.
I always thought it was just like a really hot lady and just chubbed everybody up. I don't even know what to do. We're a boater town for this lady.
Witches were for sure just chicks with autism, dude.
It is hard to diagnose them.
No, it wasn't, dude. They just found the ones already collecting rocks and they were like, don't even take those out of your pocket. Just get in the river, dude.
A lady that always has a cat with her. She's a witch.
Hello. Always sleeping up.
She knitted a shirt for her cat. Burner, dude.
She's just fucking herself on the broomstick. She's just a darn that doesn't know any better. She's like, it feels good. People just see her ride that broomstick. Like, that's a witch.
Dude, a witch's hat weren't even witch's hats, dude. Somebody just put a dunce cap on her and she loved it. Just like, her parents were like, we should put a brim on her to keep the sun out of her eyes. The squinting's a little too on the nose. That's why their noses are always fucked up too. It's just some little disfigured girls just rrr.
She's probably the first lady to come, just rubbing that blood. She has a cackle.
Witch,
the cackle,
it's a witch. Why does that woman look
she
happy?
She cackled and her face turned all gruesome.
Yeah, it's the O face.
She's like,
she jumped.
She said,
which is
throw her in water. If she floats, we kill her. Yeah. Yeah, no, I think we probably.
Yeah, if she floats, we kill her. Yeah. If she swims, I mean, somebody taught her to swim and we kill her, dude.
Yeah. You know what's worse than a witch is a woman learning. We don't want to encourage this behavior.
It's just learn that at your all boys school. The only thing worse than a witch is a woman learning.
It's our school motto. I don't know. We have to say it every day.
I just picture Braveheart, but it's the first lady that learned to read. They just send her body parts to all the schools.
Yeah, I wonder if the first woman that learned to read, like, that was smart, was around a bunch of dumb guys, ever was just like, God, they're so fucking stupid. Like, what'd you say, bitch?
A lady.
Oh, the first time a lady rolled her eyes at a man.
Oh. Witch!
Kill it! Kill the fire!
The devil's in her!
You saw what her eyes did. We're possessed by some kind of spirit.
Yeah, just all of the reports of exorcisms from the Vatican. It just starts with, and her eyes rolled up in the back of her head. And it's like, yeah, but you didn't say that, like, right before that.
Right before that. And said you were tired.
Oh. Right before that, he lied and told a guest that these sheets were Egyptian cotton. She just rolled her eyes.
He said 400 thread count. We haven't even invented 300 yet.
We don't have threads. It's just hay. Yeah. This bitch is lying. A lady had to have been the first one to come up with language, though, because it's like they were probably... Like, in a male...
women have to invent language.
Of course they did.
How else are they going to gossip? Exactly.
That's why they talk so much now.
Yeah, we were just grunting at each other like, this isn't
this is, we got to get out of this.
I need more.
Yeah, Kyle was fucking a goat. Kyle
Deborah,
was fucking a goat.
Deborah, bitch. He just freaked out. I came up with it. He's like, Amanda, get fat. Gross.
Karen,
carving up saber tooth tiger.
Like, Karen.
Women talking.
He goes, Karen? Karen? Get pussy. There's a bunch of dudes like fucking squatting around the fire.
And they're like, you have no chance, lady, with you.
Why is she Asian? Guys, this caveman's Asian, get it.
Witch!
Hashtag start Asian hate.
I don't know. I the first hate crime.
I think we're like.
That's so cool.
And China has been mad ever since. I think it's just like a fallback. Like,
it's just my natural accent.
If you ever scare me, it's.
Where am I going?
He gets scared. Oh! Oh.
Me so worried.
Oh, fuck.
That fucking rip.
Asian caveman.
Yeah. That was wild.
That's probably why they split. Yeah. They're like, we're not talking to you anymore.
Yeah,
and he's
crazy.
Like, all right, I'm going to go make gunpowder.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
They're the first one of the nation.
They banished it.
Came up with an Asian accent and they were like, yeah, you go over there. And then as soon as he was gone, they were like, build that wall, dude.
The lady's like, all right, we're not fucking him anymore.
That is like, we do have like a crossover time with like the Neanderthals into people. And like, 100%. There's a bunch of people have jokes about like that, but just the idea of, there had to be some ladies that still just let the monkey guys smash. Like, there was some dude spinning absolutely no game that had just a thick-ass unibrow. It was just knuckle-dragging around, but had a hog.
While a Charleston Heston dude was just standing at the end of the bar, giving me like, they're taking all our jobs!
You fucking all our women. No daughter of mine's dating a Neanderthal.
That's the first N word.
Yeah. They're burning a cross because fire scares them. It's like, oh my God, what is that?
The cake was just early stones.
That's all they knew how to make.
Like, it's for the rain. Oh. I don't know why they're scared.
Just a bunch of guys like talking about the Neanderthals. They're like, they're bigger, stronger, faster. They have better music.
Dude, Neanderthal winners is the funniest thing. What? Neanderthal winners, like kids trying to dress up like Neanderthals to piss off their parents.
Moving hair.
They're sharpieing in their hair. You can't say that. Kevin, you can't talk like that. They gave me the pass.
Starts pounding on his chest. Yeah. Just grunting at women.
The beats listed. Such as caveman music.
Okay. It's just rocks rolling around. It's just rocks.
Yeah. I was just picturing like deaf people freestyle rapping. He's like, it actually stops, dude.
Oh. Dude, how wild is that to think about? Like, Mozart was deaf.
Yeah.
Completely deaf?
Completely deaf.
That is insane.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Do you think he thought his shit was good, or was he just like fucking around?
Did he shout?
Like, that had to have blown his mind. And they're like,
yeah. All right, for my next one!
Like, he just sang over his music. Yeah.
Someone had to come up to him and be like, hey buddy, the music's great, but you gotta quit singing.
They just put him in a different room.
They just kill his mic.
Oh, could you imagine if Mozart had an interpreter?
Oh man. Yeah, originally he was doing the vibrations on his gooch. So he just put all the bass in there and sat on the edge of the piano seat. It was like, it's fucking rules. So people kept asking him to do it more. He's like, okay. If you guys like it.
He's like, why does he always play?
That's why it has to be played on an organ. Yeah. That's why.
So he can have.
That's the shit. That's why he was singing like that in the show.
Is that where the word orgasm came from? Yeah.
We're scholars.
We're so smart.
That's why your hair looked like that. It's all blown back. She was just sitting as close as possible. She's like, oh.
How do you think he went, Dev?
Oh. Small price to pay. What if Mozart was originally like Dr. Dre with no Beats headphones?
Right next to it, just burr, 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 burr.
Just calling up other dudes. He's like, come over, you gotta hear what I got cooking in the lab, dude. Dun
Wolfgang, they're like, you gotta wear your ear protection. You're gonna hurt yourself.
Wolfgang, turn it down. The neighbors are pissed.
Yeah.
Oh, who was it? Who was the artist that cut one of his ears
Van Gogh.
Off? Van Gogh. Dude, could you imagine Mozart hearing about that and then.
No, because he can't hear.
Wait, could you imagine Mozart reading about that and just being like, I'd kill for what that guy has?
Fucking asshole. Oh. Next year, you tell me they chop some lady's tits off.
Perfectly good ear.
Yeah. What will they think of next?
Good cup size and everything.
What's the deal with cans? They just invented them.
And now we're cutting them off?
There's just like an anti-can, like there's Big Bowl.
Big Bowl. Big mason jar.
Yeah.
The Freemasons. The Freemasons. It was the first union.
Mozart.
Oh my god. Dude, Neanderthal, that ripped.
That's so
funny. Caveman. God, Jesus Christ.
I like to think they cohabitated.
Ew.
Neanderthals. I feel like they probably brought different things.
Well, they did.
There was that chart of like the evolution of man or whatever. There's like Neanderthal, and like they keep finding like new species of humans as we existed throughout the time, because we kept making new versions of people by mixing them all together, and then those versions would fuck other versions.
Somehow we popped
people,
out.
Yeah, people have been horny forever.
Yeah,
literally, it's dog breeding, but for monkeys, dude. Yeah. And now we're just all fucking indoor house trained.
I'm an American bulldog.
Based on your breathing, dude, you're an English bulldog.
Yeah, I'm the one that's like, can you believe they're breeding them to look like that now?
It's so bad for his health.
Yeah. But they're just so cute. Do you want a treat?
Who's a good boy?
Watch, he'll sit for butter.
I do love butter.
At a movie theater, you just loaded that shit up.
Oh, dude,
I go heavy. I can't do that.
Yeah.
Well, just a shot of warm butter.
Well, the stuff that they put on it isn't real butter. It's like a
yeah, I like the oil. Fake shit. Yeah,
I don't.
Really?
You want the
movie
real deal?
Movie theater style real is butter. Like, you melt real butter on your popcorn?
Yeah, like clarify. Like
ghee. Oh, you get the ghee.
Yeah. Oh, ghee, yeah. Ghee? Is it ghee? Ghee?
Ghee. I
don't know. Ghee whiz. Ghee
whiz. Yeah, that's good. Let me put some salt on.
Mm.
a little tahini.
Or you can just go to Alamo and they'll do it for you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They got good.
You get a big bowl and it's unlimited refills. It's like $9.
That's the only reason you care about history.
Dude, it's fucking unbelievable.
Butter.
It's, yeah, I mean, watch
the movies. You're like, we
not
get there.
Not the Alamo.
Oh, not even the Alamo.
Holy shit. God, dude.
Like, like, this is how I remember the Alamo, dude. This bowl.
Where are all the Mexicans at? So we're supposed to fight somebody.
You bring us there and you're like, this is historic. And we're like, yeah, looking at the building and you're like, no, the popcorn.
Yeah, it's like, popcorn. It's like, I'll never forget the Alamo. It's never looking good.
Unlimited popcorn for $9. What's not to remember?
To take your pills.
Why do you think the Mexicans wanted it so bad?
Yeah. They fought to the death for it. Control of the popcorn machine. It's a natural popcorn oasis. The world just pops popcorn out there. They're fighting for it.
There's a natural butter spring. There's a natural hot butter spring under the Alamo.
That would be unbelievable.
You can swim in it.
Oh. A river of gold.
It's a natural hot
it's
butter spring under the
it's
Alamo.
El Dorito.
Legend says it has healing properties. It's the actual fountain of youth.
Congealing properties.
This is an actual dream.
You get in it, you climb back out a young colonel again.
A young
colonel. Unpopped. Unpopped my life.
I love wearing these flannels.
Because of the thing.
And flannels, because the flannels have these little fucking shirt pocket, like eyeglass cleaners on the inside.
No way.
Yeah, Dixons are sick, dude. Like I, like this one actually, like so they make a bunch of sick flannels.
And it's just a guy and his buddy, right?
Yeah, Danny Dixon, and then his buddy Chris. Like they basically have built this empire, dude, of just wanted like some creative dudes that were like, we don't like the shit other people make. We want to make our own shit, and like. You know, they just wanted more flannels in the world, and they fucking make, now they make the best ones.
Yeah.
The snaps are so strong, too. Like, I tried one on the other day, and the snaps, they just, they snap together, and they hold, which is so nice.
You're just locked into it.
Yeah.
They do those fancy flannels with the buttons and the snaps. They do these, like, the short sleeve, like, the party shirts that I wear in the summers. I'm fucking short sleeves in the summers, flannels all winter, baby.
Do they have a straight jacket version that I can have? they make
they
a straight
some,
jacket
they
in
got
medium?
Some pinstripes. You know, they got some pinstripes. But, dude, their flannels, they have all those. They do these, like, custom collection ones. Like, they do, like, this is fucking the Quack. Dude, this is a fucking Mighty Ducks themed flannel.
Dude, that's sick. Right? That rips.
That rips. They do these horror themed ones. Like, this is the Gill Man based on, like, Creature from the Black Lagoon. Mm. Like on the inside of the tags and buttons and stuff. Dude, this is the Venkman from Ghostbusters. Dude, look, it's got the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man on the inside.
I loved
dude,
it.
This one is mine. This is my flannel. Dude, I got another one here.
Does it have a cool tag
this
too?
Is my, yeah, dude, this is the Captain Autism flannel they made for
no
me
way.
That I shot my specials, my first special in. Dude, and when the special comes out, Dixon's releasing the Captain Autism flannel to go with the special.
So dope.
That's
dude,
dope.
Dude, they're amazing. We go back like 2 years at this point. Dude, they sponsored my special. They sponsor our podcast. Dude, I cannot recommend Dixon Flannel Company enough.
I like that.
I like that. I mean, ad aside, I really liked that thing we wore. You let me wear last night at Zany's.
The jacket.
The jacket was so fucking comfortable.
Dude, there's some fucking beard butter back there. They do beard butter, like men's soaps, like the fancy smelling stuff, like all sorts of stuff, dude.
That's awesome.
Bum, 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 bum.
Get some Dixon on you.
Get your Dixon.
You got Dixon on you?
Grow your Dixon collection.
Do butter rips.
Butter is, butter is so good. I love butter.
Yeah, I love
good
butter.
Good butter syrup combo. Melt that together on a fucking waffle.
Yeah. I like a little peanut butter on my waffle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Peanut butter chips, chocolate chips.
Yeah,
chocolate
or just like good. Regular peanut butter.
Or both.
Nutella. Fuck.
Nutella?
Nutella
so
fuck.
Nutella crepe?
Yeah.
With bananas.
Okay. And you do one of those, and then what do you put in the next one? You get three crepes.
Three crepes? I'll do a breakfast burrito crepe with chorizo.
Okay.
And then the third one, would be the first one again.
I'm leaving.
What? What do you get?
But the first one's fine, but then you gotta do like a cream cheese with like fruit.
Yeah, like a strawberry or a blueberry.
Yeah, both.
Yeah.
A little puree.
Cream cheese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the last one you could, I guess, do a savory one.
What savory would you have?
Like your chorizo one?
Yeah, chorizo would be fine.
Yeah.
Chorizo, some green peppers.
I just like the,
chorizo and egg with a little waffles, little maple syrup in there.
Ooh. Dude.
I'm trying to think of a secondary sweet crepe that I would get. I can't even conjure one.
The
cream cheese.
Oh, I know what I would do. I would do banana first and then
I would take the first one into two.
Banana pudding crepe?
Okay, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm gonna do that.
Crepes are just great. They're so
yeah, crepes are
yeah.
A savory crepe.
Thin pancakes. Just say
there
like
is.
Thin pancakes.
Maybe thin.
They do all their stuff you can either get as a grilled cheese or a crepe.
I love the options.
And they've got like eight things.
What is this place?
Crepes and grilled cheeses.
That's what it's called?
Yeah.
Is it really?
I think it says wow. On top of it's like, wow, grilled cheese and crepes.
But everyone just says crepes and grilled cheese.
Yeah. A big paint truck on the corner.
All right.
Well.
It's next to the, it's like a mid shawarma truck.
There's too there's many Indian. Choices.
The Mexican truck down at the end, Fox.
Really?
Yeah, that's very good.
Ooh. By the creek?
Yeah. Dude, the workers and the food.
What?
Both.
Honey, both.
He said the Mexican truck fucked. I said I'd fuck a Mexican.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Why wouldn't you? Yeah. It's the American thing to do.
Unless, wow. Unless they go.
Very normal.
Yeah. I mean, with consent.
No.
Yeah.
El consento.
You stay.
We've stolen it.
Importante.
Yeah, like, we'll see. Like, you know, like, we'll both say yes.
We'll see. Oh, fuck.
Oh. Well, this is probably winding down then.
Yeah.
This is
pretty
good.
Maybe. This is
fun.
There's some
good.
Thank you for doing
this.
We did it.
We broadcasted, dude.
You want to say anything to the people that
watch? Oh, yeah,
we
got
this?
A shout out.
There's good viewers across the.
Hello. I did
Hi.
Sup, dog?
We're just going to put my socials on it.
Just put Bud Light.
Bud Heavy.
Bud Heavy.
Nope. Mike is eating on Instagram. I don't know. They'll figure it out.
Yeah,
if they see the name, it's not like they can't just type it.
I know. You know.
This is what in tardation, though. I mean, people are not super great with.
Oh, there's a lot of.
Tards?
Yeah.
One of us!
Dude, I love tards.
Why we connected so hard? Because we both did that retarded ass taping in LA.
Oh my god!
What was the taping?
Killer Comics.
Killer Comics.
Oh my god! Was it before a wrestling match?
No, it was 28 comics doing 8 minutes.
Jesus Christ!
Split into two nights. I went to watch some of the first night, and a guy was doing a Corona beer coronavirus joke. This was November of 2021. And then we're on the next night. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
And that's what really sucked because it was me, you, and Anthony Davis, who are all very funny. And
yeah.
I'm just like, this is going nowhere.
This was before we knew what the Comedy Chateau was.
The Comedy Chateau just opened up.
We're just like, yeah, chateau, that sounds cool.
It looks nice. It's a chateau.
Oh.
It is a shithole.
Yeah.
It is a,
yeah, we should have known something was up when they're like, well, we can only pay you $100.
Oh my God. No.
You have to
but it was sponsored here. By two different kinds of dick pills. One of them to make you harder, but one of them to make you come more.
Why not both?
You can't, you have to take both pills.
Yeah, we can't, we don't know how to combine these gel caps. Are these capsules filled with powder into one thing?
Well, if you mix them together, something weird happens. You do it inside your body, it's cool.
Yeah, you can't take them together. You can either stay hard, come more. If you try to take them together, you just come your organs.
You just go, it's like blackout with your drunk, but it's your... That come everywhere.
Yeah, it was also weird because it was like, so can we like take them? They're like, no, those are just for show. Like, so I don't even get the bill. What the fuck?
Dude, they didn't let you have any? They gave me some. They were like, here, take these with you. I think they just wanted to see what happened. They're like, we didn't have one of those in our trials, dude. Give it to the retarded kid, dude.
There's a little Narcan in them, and they're like, we're gonna even them out.
That would be incredible.
Yeah, what if you level out on dick?
You know, your balls were just heavy enough, it was a counterweight?
Yeah, I can't get hard, but I've never been more focused.
Weird side effects, I've been peeing holes in things. Cuts right through it.
You're just breaking toilets.
Oh, we did,
I got a new job as a tile salt. Just cutting concrete.
You're just a CNC machine with your piss.
They call me the lathe.
Hey, laser.
Yeah, I just cut doorways and windows and brick buildings now.
And women in half.
Did you do the makeup
half.
Too for that?
Yeah.
They had like a makeup chair and stuff.
There was a lady that
put makeup
won
on
some
us.
Award and was like, really insistent about makeup. She did mine. I told her, like, hey, I sweat. And like, there's a lot of light. So like, this is probably just a waste of your time. And she was like, I've dealt with fat people before. Like, we have this stuff called setting spray. It'll make it all stay there. So she did it. And after the first taping, I went in the back and I just had like orange coming down my neck. I was like, bitch, I told you, I sweat. And she was like, I've never seen anything like this. I was like, come on, don't say that. I'm not afraid. I just sweat. You put your shitty little mist on me.
It's like Ethan Hunt's entire disguise melting off. Dude.
I'll take feel it on stage because I can feel the sweat coming off my nose and then I can see the reflection of it, that it wasn't clear sweat. It's like, oh, what the fuck is that?
I'm sweating pink mist.
Dude, it was like a crayon in the sun. Why is he waxy?
Butter in a microwave.
Yeah.
Oh, Donald Trump on top. Dude.
That would have made Mike gag a little. Dude.
That would have been.
I pictured his tits hanging down.
Oh, now I'm hard. Okay.
Whoa. The pills are working.
We're back, baby. Next week.
What color shirt were you wearing? Because that would have been hilarious if it was white and you just start seeing the fucking tan.
It was a dark color because they made it sure we didn't wear white. And they told us like 100 times no logos and nothing on it. So I just found like a boring plain. It was a blue t-shirt. And I wore that. And then the first day everybody showed up, they had cool band logos and shit on their shirts. They're like, well, those are fine. I'm like, what the fuck? I would have worn a cool thing too. This dumbass fucking...
Just look like a rule follower.
Followed the rules like fucking cucks, dude. Yeah.
The good news is, it never came out anywhere.
The good news is, those jokes will never see the light of day.
Dog, it's 2024, and that,
I know.
There's been zero progress made.
They never released it.
Nothing.
Oh, we're still waiting on that production company to find their footing. Oh, my God.
They're just looking for the right investor.
Well, as soon as the chateau turns a quarter and becomes the powerhouse it's meant to be. Dave Chappelle stopped by not that long ago. He was lost.
He asked for directions.
He stopped to ask where the real comedy clubs were.
Hey, Elbridge just died.
He just stopped by. He's like, I'm not coming to do shows. I just came to tell you, Earthquake can read.
Anybody got a cigarette?
And he stays there for 2 hours doing a cigarette. Just from his car. Oh, shit. All right, I'm ready to be done. I think
that's it. We did it.
Really bad.
Wait, Shabbat, do you have any dates or anything? You didn't say them yet.
Oh, when is this coming? This will come out next week?
Yeah.
What dates do we have coming up?
My phone is Gig Harbor.
Gig Harbor. Oh, yeah. May 3rd, Gig Harbor is sold out. May 4th, Portland Comedy, Rip City Comedy Festival in Portland. General admission tickets are sold out. Only thing left are festival passes, but you get the full festival for the passes. So grab those. I think that's all for now. We have more dates. No.
We're doing a spot.
July 18th, Vulcan Gas Company, Austin, Texas. Woo! July 19th and 20th, Fort Worth, Texas. And July, the weekend after that in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
The Looney Bin, right?
Looney Bin, yes.
There September 11th, World Trade Center.
Don't forget.
We'll be there. Tickets are two for one.
Don't miss the reenactment. Yeah. Mike's playing Ground Zero.
Gravy can melt steel beams. Oh, man.
Jet fuel's what they call gravy in Austin.
Daddy needs some jet fuel on his mashed potatoes.
You'd be a great Ghostbusters villain, like huge, terrible. <That's so sweet.
laughs> I gotta call my agent. Do you think of me as a villain in Ghostbusters?
I have a sailor hat.
Yeah. You'd be like the marshmallow guy, but scarier.
You don't even have to paint him white.
Yeah, he vapes. It's just toxic smog.
Everybody's like, oh, it smells nice.
Have you met Bud Heavy?
It's just a terrible accident made him huge.
It's been a lot of terrible accidents.
What a great name for like an action star, though. If there was an action star the size of Dwayne The Rock Johnson named Bud Heavy.
Yeah. Bud Heavy.
You're just like an American Dolph Lundgren. He's like, I'm Bud Heavy. All right.
Alan Ritchson should change his name to Bud Heavy.
Yeah.
Dude, Bud Heavy is Jack Reacher on Amazon Prime.
Thad Castle is Bud Heavy.
Bud Heavy is back as Thad Castle, a new season of Blue Mountain State, only on Spike TV. Dude,
that show is so fucking good. So,
yeah, I think they are. There was talk about them bringing it back, for real. Really? I think they're actually bringing it back.
I know they made the movie.
The movie was great. The Rise of Thadland.
Yeah. Mm.
I miss Spike TV, like old Spike TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring it back.
It's Slam Ball.
Ironically, we lost Spike TV getting Mel Gibson back.
Yeah.
they gave him like the Men's Choice Award, and then Spike TV got canceled, but Mel Gibson was back. Oh. It was like the weirdest trade-off ever.
When does his new Jesus movie come out?
It's like when that
He's
guy
He's making
got
another
off the
one?
Cross.
Yeah, The Passion 2. Two Christ, Two Furious or whatever. I don't know what it's actually called, but...
It's just The Passion 2, Electric Boogajoo, dude.
Yeah. It's just The Rapture. And it's Mel Gibson mowing people down.
The Passion 3.
The Rapture of the Christ.
The Rapture of the Christ. Oh my God.
Dude, a sequel would be dope. It's Jesus'
Mel Gibson
kid.
Movie. I think it was Paycheck or Ransom, one of those two. Where like he's like it's like a revenge movie, but he's getting revenge because they owe him $40,000 or $38,000, and they're like, really, you're doing all of this for $38,000? And he's like, it's the principle. It's the same thing, but it's Jesus comes back for his 12 pieces of silver.
Yeah. It's the principle.
It's the principle of the movie.
No one can find that kind of silver, so he's just wiping bags out. I love the idea of bringing Jesus back as a villain.
Do it.
Well, no, it's the same Christ, but he's just mad.
Yeah.
So everybody got his shit wrong.
He just has a emo haircut.
It's Jesus, but it's just John Wick.
You reincarnate Jesus and Judas in like 1700s,
Starsky
like
Hunch.
Or 1800s, Buddy the West. Cop. And you have Jesus chasing Judas across the Old West for his silver, dude.
Ooh, Billy the Kid gets involved. I like Jesus turning the water inside of people into wine, just like instant killing.
What a superpower.
Or just turning some of it into wine, just getting guards like until they pass out drunk.
Yeah, so he could do just, like Jedi mind tricks where he's like, you're drunk now. Like, oh, you get in here, dude. And then he gets really
all
mad,
the
he's
water.
Like,
this is so weird. All of the water in your left arm just turned into wine. And you're just like, oh, dude. And somebody's like, "Hey, what's happening?" And Jesus is like, "Ah!" And his head just explodes like a wine fountain.
Yeah.
Jesus is like a frat guy, and you know he's around because you'll be taking a piss and it'll start turning wine. You're like, "Oh shit, he's back." I hope he's not drunk. He's mean when he's
definitely
drunk.
Would like accidentally kill someone, like try to make
them hazing.
Drunk.
Yeah.
Like, oh fuck.
He's gotta do it a few times to figure it out.
Oh, I'm rusty.
Yes, miracles are shit. A guy eats a piece of fish and he's like, "Damn, I'm still hungry." And he's like, "Wait, I can multiply that fish in your belly." And then the guy explodes and he's like, "Oh, I accidentally thought fists. I multiplied fists. I fisted a guy to death."
I love him killing somebody and then trying to use his powers to bring him back from the dead, like Lazarus style. And the guy comes back and his head's still exploding. He's like, "Oh, it hurts so bad." He's like, "Okay, dead.
Oh, I like the idea of Jesus as like a frat bro. Just Jesus like walks out on the dock and he's like, "Hey guys, watch this," and he farts and like parts the lake, dude.
It's just Bert Kreischer.
The wind takes Chick's top off. He walks up to them on the water. He's like, "Oh, you missing something, lady?"
"Yeah, my mom is a virgin. Who else? Line them up."
He's just Marilyn Monroe and like blowing up the skirts on prostitutes.
"You guys ever fucked a mermaid? Check this out." Yeah, frat bro Jesus rules.
So frat dope. Bro Jesus rips.
Yeah, he does a kickstand, he lifts one arm, and then he lifts the other. He's just floating. Like, "Go, Jesus, go."
He walks in the house, the frat house where the other apostles are living, just throws his feet up. He's like, "Boys, these dogs are barking. Who's on Paw Patrol?"
God damn it. I love when he's in France.
They're like, "No, dude, those feet stink. Dude, go walk on water first."
It's like if Jesus was raised in the bathroom.
She's like the town sleuth and comes in to wash his feet.
She's like a hanger-on.
Yeah. She's just a sorority groupie chick. I wish there were more of those. Anyways.
Never enough.
They don't make them like that anymore. This whole Mary Magdalene really broke the mold.
The OG chuckle bunny.
Yeah,
oh my god.
She wasn't just a gold digger. She believed in him.
She was the June to his Johnny. Yeah.
Dude, this has had so many fake endings.
I know.
People want to be like, "Oh, that was a good episode. Oh, there goes that." And that was, there's 38 more minutes.
We just keep edging them to the end.
Yeah, just titled episode edging.
Ready to comb.
Edging with Eden.
Edging with Eden.
Fuck yeah.
There's just a donut on a pulley.
Oh, this is making me hungry.
I haven't stopped thinking about crepes.
Oh, man. Let's go to the creek and go get some food.
Let's go.
Bye.
What in tarnation?